Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. Today's episode is brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets. The promo code LO Pistons. That's LO Pistons. LO as in Locked On Pistons. LO Pistons gets you a $20 rebate on your first purchase. Today, of course, we're going to be talking all about Reggie Jackson's injury still. Get a little bit into the Pistons' first preseason game tonight at Brooklyn. And if you were listening yesterday, you know, we already covered a lot of ground on Jackson when the news broke that he'd be out for a while. But there's some more details. If you want to make sure you're keeping up on everything as it's happening, subscribe on iTunes or follow us on Audio Boom. While you're there, check out Locked On Lions, also a part of the Locked On Network, a Detroit Lions podcast hosted by Matt Derry. It's excellent. Stan Van Gundy said Reggie Jackson would be out up to 8 weeks. Now, it's going to depend on the type of treatment. The way Van Gundy put it is up to 6 to 8 weeks, but if it's up to 6 to 8, it must be up to 8. And if Jackson misses 8 weeks, that would mean about 20 games, the way the Pistons schedule shakes out, which is a pretty big chunk of the season. Hopefully it will be less, but also hopefully Jackson finds a treatment that gets him fully recovered. There's no sense of rushing him back. That almost always backfires. The stakes are just not high enough. The stakes are pretty high. I don't think there's a lot of difference from where I predicted the Pistons would finish, which is fourth in the East and having home court advantage in the first round, to about 10th in the East, which would mean missing the playoffs entirely. So there is a pretty big difference. They would miss him if he's gone, but this is not like a championship season. It's not as if Jackson is their only serviceable point guard. And, I mean, this is just for the betterment of his health in the grander sense. You have to be somewhat patient with it. He has to find the treatment that will get him healthy. If this just is reoccurring and is going to come back and limit him throughout the year, it does him no good to rush him back. The Pistons need a healthy Reggie Jackson capable of attacking off the dribble, of fighting through screens on defense, of keeping defenses honest on the other end with his outside shooting. And he needs to have lift on that. He needs to be able to get up and down the court, get the team into quicker offense. He needs to be able to do all those things effectively and to run Stan Van Gundy's system. Just bringing him back where he's not at full health, that's not going to help anything. So we'll see what course of treatment they choose. I trust that they'll make the best and responsible choice. And if that means he misses 8 weeks, so be it. Hopefully, the most responsible choice is less, and maybe that could even be something where he's back day one. You know, I don't think that's impossible. Probably going to be somewhere in between the first game and the 20th game, just my guess. But we'll see what the treatment is and how well that works. In the meantime, the Pistons are going to turn to Ish Smith, and he's already embracing the role. And he can do that confidently because he's been a starter. He was a starter with the 76ers last year, and though I think his impact there was probably overrated, he did have that experience of running an offense. There was a lot put on his shoulders in Philadelphia, just like there will be here. The Pistons don't have great wing creation off the dribble as passers, as, you know, creative, dynamic players. So they're going to depend on their point guard a lot. Well, the 76ers didn't have that type of scheme either, not necessarily by design as much as Detroit, and not that the Pistons are doing it by design. They just have picked players with other strengths. The 76ers just had bad players, and so they needed Ish Smith to do a lot, and so he's used to this role, and he can come in confidently. There's definitely something to that. what happens behind Ish Smith, still a little bit of an unknown. The Pistons could definitely look for somebody from the outside, whether that's somebody who a team waives as they cut their roster down to 15 for the regular season, or if it's a small trade, or if it's, you know, maybe even a free agent signing. The one name that stands out to me is Mario Chalmers, if he's healthy, but the fact that he's available at least is a signal that he's not healthy. So I don't think anybody who's currently a free agent is likely to be the option, but the Pistons are a little more desperate now than they were a week or two ago, so somebody who they thought they could pass on might become more appealing now. And there are also internal options. Ray McCallum and Lorenzo Brown were competing for the final 15th regular season roster spot, and one of them could just move into the rotation and be the backup. In this first preseason game, McCallum is going to get the first crack at it. He's going to play major minutes, Stan Van Gundy said. And I guess I also have to say something else Stan Van Gundy said. Van Gundy said, do not read too much into what happens in the first preseason game, which I agree with on the court. It's a one-game sample. Guy plays well, guy doesn't play well. We shouldn't read too much into that. We're going to, but we shouldn't. What I'm not sure I'm going to listen to him even that much on is reading into who's playing more, who's playing less, and what that means. And I'm going to explain why I am going to read too much into it and not really take his advice on that. But first, I want to talk to you about SeatGeek. Football is back and basketball is coming back. We're going to have a preseason game at the Palace soon enough. And SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person. There's nothing like being in the stadium or arena for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the seats you want for a great value. SeatGeek has the best deals on every ticket in the house, wherever you want to sit, whether that's the 50-yard line, the club seats, or the upper level. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats for this weekend or any game. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket, because with SeatGeek Price Compare, you can search multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available prices. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is graded based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. Best of all, my listeners get a $20 rebate on their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab and click add a promo code. Enter the promo code LOPISTONS. That's L-O as in locked on. Pistons. L-O Pistons. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code L-O Pistons. It's L-O as in locked on Pistons. L-O Pistons today. So here's why I am not going to completely heed Stan Van Gundy's warning not to read into lineups. Because somebody is going to play first. And we have a culture in American sports that if you are the starter, if you are the first string, you are better. That's not always how it is, but that is the culture, and everybody knows it, including the players and people watching the players and people the players want to impress. And if you are second string, you are better than third string. And if you are third string, you are better than fourth string. So if Ray McCallum and Lorenzo Brown are competing, and one is ahead of the other in the first preseason game, if the one gets the first go at it, and Van Gundy has said, you know, he'll give one game to one game to the other to have a meaningful role, and I sort of think that number might go up with Reggie Jackson. Now, it might be more than one game because there's a higher priority on figuring out who's better. You are sending the signal to the entire world, whether you want to or not. You can say, don't look at this, don't care about it. But not everybody's going to hear that. Not everybody who sees Ray McCallum playing ahead of Lorenzo Brown is going to hear that. So if you're whichever of those two players has earned the higher standing at this moment, you don't want to be the second one in line. You don't want people misinterpreting and thinking less of you. So you're going to expect that your coach is going to respect that and put you first. It doesn't really matter. It's trivial. You know, if they're going to get equal playing time and equal number of games, it's trivial what order it comes in. But that's not how people look at it. And you don't want to be seen as second class. So you're going to demand more, or at least hope for more. And so this is a way to just sort of foster everybody being on the same page with that. So I do think it's meaningful Ray McCallum is playing this first game, or at least potentially meaningful. If I had to make a guess, and that's all we're doing right now is guessing, I think it is. And if it's not, it's not. But we're just looking for clues of whether McCallum or Lorenzo Brown is going to make the team. And so this would move my needle more towards McCallum. So would the fact that Reggie Jackson is hurt, because I think McCallum is a better fit to run the offense in as a rotation player. He's just a little bit better of a shooter, better as a ball handler, better as just running that functional offense, where Lorenzo Brown would have been, and still is, more helpful in isolated situations where his defense, his size, can work in a matchup if Reggie Jackson or Ish Smith are having trouble. And so if you're not at the point where you just need those select few minutes here and there, I think McCallum makes more sense. But he also has to outplay Brown. That's if they are equal. And we don't know how they've been in practices. We'll get a sense how they are in the preseason, but we don't know how they are in practices. That's more of the fit only matters if the players are of close enough quality and caliber. The other interesting thing we'll see in this game, it's mostly going to be the players you expect to play in a regular season game will play, but Reggie Bullock is going to be the primary backup shooting guard, not Darren Hilliard. And Van Gundy said that's it because Hilliard is still battling some injury stuff. Could be a big deal, could be nothing. And, you know, it's not necessarily fair to Hilliard, but if he has some injury problems, well, that's going to make it harder for him to win the job. So we'll see how that plays out. I'll definitely have my eye on Ish Smith and Ray McCallum tonight. The game is on League Pass if you have it. And keep an eye on Reggie Bullock, because that's a meaningful competition. Everybody else, we'll just see what we get. Not a particular reason to watch anybody else other than, you know, just general, you want to know how the team is doing. So we'll have more on that game tomorrow. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can also find me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.
Napa Know How. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.